How would you describe this experience after being in Seattle and, you know, them winning the Super Bowl and everything, and then come here and then team struggling like it is? You're seeing both sides of this, aren't you?
I mean, it's not about the struggle, you know. Seattle was struggling too.
Yeah.
So for every team to get good, you have to build. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing here. We're building. So, I mean, when we're up, then, you know, it's better to see where we came from. You know, we're down, but we come back up. It's going to be like, oh, yeah, they had a building process. That's every team.
Yeah. Do you see the same, though, kind of professionalism in the way the guys go about their jobs, regardless of the records?
Yeah. It's a business. You have to carry yourself business-like. And when you're on the field, you have to be a football player. When you're in the locker room, you have to be a good team player, a good brother, a good, you know, a good guy in the locker. So, I mean, it's a business, so you have to treat it like one. Just add an aspect, I don't know.
You talked about third down being money down. What's the key to succeeding on that down?
On third down
for you guys defensively?
We just have to get to the quarterback, and that's what I think we have to do. I mean, we're good. We have good coverage. We just have to get to the quarterback.
How's the confidence in here?
We have great confidence. Like I said, we're building, mm-hmm. and that's what we're doing. And every week we come in, that's what we're building. We're getting close. We just have to get a W, and that's what we're going to do.
I know that you care more about a win or a loss and how you play personally, but to get increased snaps, to be able to do some things. I think you had a batted pass. You were able to play the run well. Was that nice that when you had the opportunity that you took advantage of it?
Yeah, that's what this game is, man. Opportunities, and when you get them, you have to grasp them. You have to, because they don't come. Some mm-hmm. people in here are good, but they don't get the opportunity to show what they can do on the field. So once you get your opportunity, you have to shine. You have to do what you got to do to get the next play. So
did you get lots of texts and stuff from friends and stuff outside? They got to see you play and
yeah. But I did. I got a couple tweets also. So mm-hmm. I mean, that's cool, man. That's mm-hmm. cool.
Were you surprised when things ended in Seattle? Or what was your reaction when that happened, and how were you able to bounce back?
On Seattle,
yeah.
I don't know. I was just thinking, like, man, I've in my year there, I just seen a lot of stuff going on, you know, people coming in and coming out. So already, I just manned up. I said, man, if it happens to me, I just know it's the business aspect of, you know, the NFL. So I said, man, it can happen to anybody, and it happened to me. So, you know, I'm a football player, and that's what I got to do. I've been through worse things. So getting cut is not the worst thing I've been through. So.
Is there a player you kind of model yourself after? Is there a guy you looked at?
Oh, no, man. I'm trying to build my own image. You know, I watch everybody. I played with Cliff Averill and Chris Clemens. So, you know, that I was blessed to watch them for a whole year. And Chris had three or four years with double-digit sacks. Cliff Averill was a well-known pass rusher. So that's something I watch. And they both played a run, too. So, I mean, I was blessed to sit back and watch them last year.
You're a pass rusher first. Everything else is your strength.
Man, I want to be known as an all three down guy, man. I mean, I love to rush the passer, but playing all three downs is what's going to get me on the field more. So, yeah, I want to be known as a third, like all three down guy right now.